Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, we already know that the widespread availability of online pornography gives young men a highly skewed idea of how normal sexuality works. But former guard Mick Moran claims it does more than that. It's leading some of them into criminality. Mick is CEO of the Irish Internet Hotline. Good afternoon, Mick.
Hello, Sean. How are you?
So describe this process. How does it work?
Well, at the hotline, we take reports of CSAM. We call it CSAM, which would be child sexual abuse material that used to be known. It's illegal under the Child Trafficking and Pornography Act of 1998 here in Ireland. And it's illegal all across the European Union. And it's important to remember that child sexual abuse material is called such because children have to be abused in order for this material to be made. And there's more and more, you know, abuse happening to supply this interest, if you like, in child sexual abuse material. So the argument that, like, the out in UCD, there's the SERP, they call it. The SERP is they do research out there into pornography, and they came out with a report last year stating that more and more young people are engaging in violence in the bedroom, violence and abuse in the bedroom in their normal sex lives because of what they're seeing on pornography. Well, I'm just making the point beyond that when you go on to these commercial pornography websites, there are many, I won't name any, but there are many of them out there, that when you go on to them, you will be immediately, there's particular genres like teen porn, for example, or incest porn, for example, that's very much aimed at people who are looking for the younger variety of pornography. The problem with that is, of course, that these websites, because they're commercial, are driven by algorithms, and algorithms don't just reflect people's tastes, they shape people's tastes. And so with this SERP report, the UCD report there that came out, the SERP made it very clear that people are constantly searching for innovation in pornography. So they're always looking for the next thing, the next thing, the next thing. And that when you add an algorithmic engine to that, now you're being driven out to the extremes. Professor Mary Aiken, she made the point that algorithms always drive to the extremes. So if you're interested in teen or in incest pornography, now where do you go? Where's the extremes there? Yeah. And the extremes there are child sexual abuse material. And if you are accessing child sexual abuse material, I'm not suggesting it's on the commercial sites. That's not what I'm saying. Mm. What I'm saying is it's a pathway into the dark rabbit hole. We all get in rabbit holes on the internet. Well, the dark rabbit hole of that teen and incest genres of pornography lead you to is into younger and younger and younger material. And you end up off platform in the dark nets, perhaps one of the dark nets, maybe in chat rooms or whatever, looking for this innovative pornography, this stuff that's shocking you or is arousing you. And you may not necessarily be a certified paedophile, but you are showing a sexual interest in children if you are masturbating, if you like, to images and movies of preteen kids being raped. Yeah. That's just the reality of it.
And obviously that's illegal. Just possessing those images is illegal. Does it transfer into real world? Is it possible to tell whether that transfers into real world activity?
Oh, absolutely it does. And through the victim identification network, this material, this like the children in these pictures, the vast majority of which is preteen, so pre-puberty. So between the ages of 0 and 12 years of age, the vast majority of children in them are under that age. And those files, that movies, those pictures have been produced during a physical sexual abuse of a child somewhere in the world.
Yeah.
And those kids are Irish kids, English kids, American kids, Canadian kids. You know, there's no suggestion that these are Eastern European or off out in Far East Asia or whatever. These are all local kids. So when the sexual abuse is happening in the real world, it is filmed and photographed And that's what's being shared online. And that's what these young people who are going online looking for teen pornography or incest as a genre, they find themselves down the rabbit hole where this is the next thing the algorithm is serving them.
Yeah. No, but what I mean is that their tastes become more extreme in terms of what they're looking at.
Correct.
So then do their tastes become more extreme in the real world?
Ah, well, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not going to suggest for a second that they are. But what I am saying is that it's a clear pathway, anecdotally, even when you talk to sex offenders, people who have been arrested with the child abuse material in the past, they will tell you themselves that a lot of them started in just regular pornography world before searching out more and more innovative, new, more daring.
More
that's what they end
stuff.
Up. Yeah, yeah, they end up down the line in bestiality, necrophilia, whatever you want is out there, you know.
What can be done, or is there any, there probably isn't a simple thing that can be done, or is there, like, to arrest this?
Well, I suppose a little bit of transparency from the commercial pornography sites about how their algorithms are working would be useful. Maybe removing the kind of references to young and teen and barely legal from their websites might be useful. So we're only in prevention here, you know. And as for people who come across stuff that they're not comfortable with, then please report at hotline.ie and we'll be able to take action on it. We can deal with the guards, we can deal with the platforms, whatever, you know.
Yeah. Mick, thanks a million for coming into us. Mick Moran is CEO of the Irish Internet Hotline.
Thank you.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.